Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Natries Podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book. In People of the Lie, The Hope for Healing Human Evil, M. Scott Peck embarks on a journey to explore the nature of evil from a psychological standpoint. Published over a decade after his best-selling book, The Road Less Traveled, Peck uses clinical stories from his practice as a psychiatrist to illustrate the manifestations of evil in everyday life. He proposes that evil can be viewed not just as a religious or metaphysical concept, but as a clinical disorder that can be analyzed and treated. Through a profound and insightful narrative, Peck challenges readers to confront the darker aspects of the human condition, offering hope for healing through understanding and love. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the definition of human evil. M. Scott Peck offers a captivating exploration into the concept of evil, defining it as a specific form of psychological illness. He argues that those who engage in evil behavior are often unaware of their own malevolence, instead, presenting themselves as suffering from various psychological ailments. Peck identifies characteristics such as scapegoating, excessive narcissism, and a pronounced tendency to avoid facing their own sins and failures as indicators of this disorder. Through clinical anecdotes, Peck demonstrates how these individuals manipulate reality to suit their narrative, harming others in the process. This groundbreaking perspective encourages readers to view evil through the lens of psychological pathology, opening new avenues for understanding and treatment. Secondly, the role of narcissism and denial. Peck delves into narcissism and denial as central pillars supporting the architecture of evil in the human psyche. He illustrates how individuals embodying evil are often deeply narcissistic, possessing an inflated sense of self-importance and a lack of empathy towards others. This narcissism is closely tied to denial, a refusal to acknowledge personal fault or to confront the reality of their harmful behavior. Through engaging case studies, Peck showcases how these traits interact to foster a disposition that not only harms others, but also impedes the individual's emotional and spiritual growth. This in-depth analysis helps readers understand the complex interplay between self-love and self-deception at the heart of evil. Thirdly, the mechanisms of scapegoating. Peck addresses scapegoating as a mechanism frequently employed by those he identifies as evil. He articulates how individuals project their own failures and inadequacies onto others to preserve their self-image. This process not only absolves them of responsibility, but also victimizes innocent parties, manifesting as a form of emotional abuse. The discussion on scapegoating is enriched with examples that span various contexts, from familial to organizational settings, shedding light on its destructive consequences. By understanding scapegoating as a symptom of deeper psychological issues, readers gain insights into the dynamics of blame and accountability, essential for navigating and mitigating interpersonal conflicts. Fourthly, the practice of genuine love. At the heart of Peck's argument is the notion that genuine love is the antidote to evil. He posits that love, in its truest form, involves the labor of extending oneself for the growth of another, which stands in stark contrast to the narcissistic possessive qualities that underpin evil behavior. Through poignant anecdotes and reflective commentary, Peck illustrates how acts of genuine love have the potential to transform individuals and relationships. He presents love as a powerful force that can confront and heal the wounds inflicted by evil, offering an inspiring vision of human potential when guided by empathy, self-awareness, and a commitment to the well-being of others. Lastly, strategies for healing and transformation. Asher Scott Peck concludes, "People of the Lie with a hopeful message, offering strategies for individual and collective healing." He emphasizes the importance of self-reflection, honesty, and the willingness to confront personal demons. Peck encourages both professionals and laypeople to foster environments of understanding and compassion, where individuals feel safe to unveil their vulnerabilities and seek help. He advocates for therapeutic, spiritual, and communal approaches to address the roots of evil, underlining the role of courage in overcoming fear and embracing change. This chapter not only provides practical guidance, but also serves as a call to action for all readers to contribute to a more empathetic and just world. In conclusion, M. Scott Peck's People of the Lie, The Hope for Healing Human Evil is a profound exploration of the depths of human nature that challenges readers to look beyond traditional notions of good and evil. By framing evil as a psychological disorder characterized by narcissism, denial, and scapegoating, Peck opens a dialogue for healing and transformation through genuine love and empathy. This book is essential reading for psychologists, therapists, clergy, and anyone interested in the darker aspects of human behavior and the potential for redemption. The insights gained from People of the Lie offer invaluable guidance for personal growth, improving relationships, and fostering a compassionate society. Its message is particularly relevant in an era where understanding and reconciling human conflicts are more critical than ever. If you would like to support Yimscott Peck, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.